Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner has released a video calling for the chairman of the city's Democratic Party, Bob Brady, to resign. Krasner's comments come after Sharif Street, the party's supported candidate for the 3rd Congressional District, lost this week's primary to Chris Rabb.
The Democratic Party in Philadelphia far too long has spent more time fighting against progressives than they have spent fighting against Republicans, fighting against fascists, fighting against Donald Trump. And so we are in a position where what we have to do is come together and we have to fight against our common enemy. If we don't, November could be very, very, very dark for the future of this country.
Brady declined to comment on the video, which was recorded outside the Democratic City Committee headquarters, which are named for Bob Brady. Lawmakers in Delaware are taking a second crack at regulating beverages infused with THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. THC drink sales would be restricted to liquor and marijuana retail stores and microbreweries under the House bill. A similar effort last year only included liquor stores, but was scrapped amid criticism that it was a gift to the booze industry. The bill would cut out CBD stores, smoke shops, and even some bars and restaurants that currently serve the non-alcoholic drinks that have names like Bliss Day and Orange Crush. Some of those store owners, like North Wilmington's Jesse Ginefra, aren't happy about potentially getting shut out of the THC drink market.
Obviously, it's going to cut out some of the people who have established this industry in Delaware.
It would definitely hurt us a lot, and I think the thing that would hurt us most is not just the bottom line, but just the fairness and the equity of it all.
The bill stipulates that the beverages would have to be tested at a state-licensed cannabis lab. They'd also be taxed at 50 cents a can. Right now in Wilmington, gray skies, light showers coming down, 63 degrees in Wilmington. Reading sitting at 58, Glen Mills at 60, and it is 62 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, with light rain coming down. We are expecting cloudy and cool conditions for the rest of the day. Overnight, temperatures dropping down into the upper 50s.